This is Ted Kennedy. Daycare legislation is moving down the track in Congress. Will Al Simpson climb aboard? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, I know it goes against your laissez-faire, penny-pinching grain, but daycare legislation is moving into high gear in the Democratic Congress. The question is whether you'll have the good sense to get on aboard, or at least get out of its way. Look at it this way, Al. It's hardly a new idea. An earlier measure was passed in the 1970s, only to be vetoed by Richard Nixon. Since then, there's been a revolution in the workplace. Even Republican families are two-wage earner couples who need quality child care. Often it's unavailable, Al, and even when it exists, the quality can be dangerously low. Congress needs to do three things: set minimum standards, help low-income families pay for care, and encourage quality daycare in more communities across the country. Can you really say no to that, Al?
You may be on the track, Ted, but the train left the station without you. Senate Republicans have already introduced legislation to improve child care opportunities. Daycare is vital, but we need to look at some creative options. The bill you sponsored is the same old guff. Just throw more bucks at the problem and hope it will go away. That approach has never worked. It won't this time either. Don't forget, Ted, there are already an array of federally funded programs and tax incentives for child care services, training, and nutrition. These programs may be inadequate, but why not build upon what we have rather than just layer up another federal program? Federal funds should be used as seed money to encourage the expansion of state, local, and private sector programs and daycare. That would give the states the freedom to create programs designed for their own specific needs, and they could draw on the creativity of the private sector. Show a little novel thought, Ted. Your heart's in the right place, but your hands are still down deep in the federal till. This is Al Simpson. Join us tomorrow when Ted Kennedy and I face off again on the Mutual Broadcasting System.